goodbye and God bless you. Happy New Year.
Urges public to embrace Bill 7 through mindset change. Young people urged to engage in governance shunned violence ahead of elections. And four people trapped after Nairobi building collapses, rescue operations ongoing. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has called on Zambians to change their mindset and embrace the enactment of Bill 7, describing it as a progressive law designed to benefit the public. UPND Deputy Media Director Sekwindi Situla made the appeal following remarks by President Hakainde Hichilema, who warned that individuals opposing Bill 7 were misleading the public and causing widespread misunderstanding about the law's benefits. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Stula emphasized the need for a mindset shift, noting that it would encourage citizens to educate themselves about the legislation and promote informed discussions and healthy debate. There is need to prioritize conversations about institutionalization of the new law, as well as ensuring that this piece of legislation is publicized in a way that can help Zambians understand it straight from the source, encouraging them to embrace it fully, said Mr. Stula. Meanwhile, Mr. Stula expressed confidence in the UPND's performance over the past 5 years, stating that the party's leadership has significantly transformed the country's social, political, and economic landscape. He further reaffirmed confidence in the ruling party's future prospects, stating that if Zambians give UPND another mandate, the country will experience undeniable progress before 2031, unlocking even more of its national potential.
The point, you know, is that as we educate ourselves on the provisions of the law as done, and because that's what is obtaining, that's what is there. And to mislead people, you know, into thinking that they don't exist, you know, by law, is actually doing a disservice, you know, not only to the nation, to yourself, but also to the nation. Misleading. So bottom line is that I think we all must engage into, you know, healthy debate and discussion with regards to, you know, the provisions of the new law as done, and we should discuss it from the point of view of it having been law already.
Zambia Meteorological Department, ZMD, Assistant Director Mianda Munkombwe, has appealed to members of the public, particularly those in rural areas, to remain cautious as weather patterns continue to shift during the rainy season. This appeal follows the tragic death of a 17-year-old boy identified as Patrick Banda, who drowned in the Lundazi River in Lumezi District after heavy rainfall in the area. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Ms. Munkombwe said the department remains committed to sharing early warning information with the public through the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, to help protect lives. The unit ensures early warning messages reach communities without internet access so that everyone stays informed, said Ms. Munkombwe. She further noted that when heavy rainfall is anticipated, department representatives are dispatched to rural areas to raise awareness among people who lack access to technological devices. Ms. Munkombwe has urged the public to take early warning messages seriously, emphasizing that they play a vital role in safeguarding families and communities. Youth Life Project Director Mike Nkosi has urged young people to take an active role in governance issues and resist being drawn into illicit activities and political violence as the country prepares for the upcoming general elections. Mr. Nkosi emphasized that young people have a critical role to play in shaping the nation's democratic future through peaceful participation, informed decision-making, and community leadership. speaking on Christian's Voice Community Forum today. Mr. Nkosi highlighted that young people are not tools to be used for violence or intimidation. Your voices matter, your ideas matter, and your participation should be peaceful, lawful, and focused on building a better society for everyone, said Mr. Nkosi. He has warned that election periods often see a rise in attempts to exploit vulnerable youth for destructive purposes, including involvement in criminal acts and politically motivated unrest. Mr. Nkosi has further encouraged young people to instead engage through recognized democratic channels, such as community dialogues, voter education initiatives, and policy discussions. He has also called on stakeholders, including political parties, community leaders, and families, to work together to protect young people from exploitation and to create safe spaces for meaningful civic participation. A 25-year-old woman has been raped by unknown men after a drinking spree in Kalulushi District. Kobabel Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yuyi confirmed the development to Zanis in Kalulushi today. Mr. Yuyi said the unidentified woman lives in the mine area in Kalulushi. He said the incident occurred yesterday around 24:30 hours. He disclosed that the woman who reported the case to the police said she was raped by two men she can identify if seen. Mr. Yuyi said the victim sustained painful private parts, bruises on both hands, and general body pains. In African news, rescue operations are ongoing in Nairobi after the Friday collapse of a multi-story building under construction left at least four people trapped, according to Kenyan authorities. The building was in an area of the capital known as South Sea, according to the Kenya Red Cross, which said in a statement that a multi-agency response team was at the scene managing the situation. Geoffrey Ruku, the Cabinet Secretary for the Ministry of Public Service, told local media that two watchmen and two pedestrians remain under the rubble. He also said that a taxi driver who survived the collapse was admitted to a nearby hospital and provided authorities with critical information. Coming up shortly, multiple explosions rock Venezuelan capital Caracas. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Donald Trump ordered strikes on military sites in Venezuela, U.S. officials have told the BBC's U.S. news partner, CBS, after several explosions rocked the capital, Caracas. Plumes of smoke were seen rising from the Venezuelan capital early on Saturday morning. A national emergency has been declared. The Venezuelan government said in a statement that it rejected the denounced U.S. military aggression. The White House and the Pentagon have not yet publicly commented. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has called on Zambians to change their mindset and embrace the enactment of Bill 7, describing it as a progressive law designed to benefit the public. Youth Life Project Director Mike Nkosi has urged young people to take an active role in governance issues and resist being drawn into illicit activities and political violence as the country prepares for the upcoming general elections. And rescue operations are ongoing in Nairobi after the Friday collapse of a multi-story building under construction left at least four people trapped, according to Kenyan authorities. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned. Yeah.